Okay, today we're continuing in the third parak of Masechta Shavuos, and today we are learning Mishnayos Hey and Vav. Both Mishnayos Hey and Vav deal with the same basic halacha, and that is the halacha that a person is not allowed to remove rocks from a field during Shemitah, because that makes it look like, that is often a preparation for plowing and planting the field, which you're not allowed to do for Shemitah, so you're improving the field in order to be able to work it. But sometimes when you remove rocks, it's because you want the rocks, not because you want the field, and that technically should be mutter. However, the Rabbanan said that that's asur also, lest people come to think that you're allowed to remove, or that you are removing the rocks in order to plow or to plant. So if you're going to remove rocks from the field, our Mishnayos are going to discuss that it has to be done in such a way where it's very evident from your behavior that you're removing the rocks for the sake of the rocks and not for the sake of the field. That is the basis of both of these Mishnayos. So Mishnah tells us as follows: If a person has a quarry in his field, a quarry is like a giant area of rock, you know, when you order granite countertops, it's because someone is making a lot of money off the fact that they own land that has natural rock that they're able to chisel out, and they're able to make very expensive stone to get very expensive stone from the field. So let's say you have this giant quarry in your field, and it's covered by dirt, so you're not allowed to dig into the dirt in order to expose that rock and then start cutting stone from it, because people are going to see that you're digging into a dirt in your field, and people are going to assume that your intention is to remove all of the rock that's underneath it, and then you'll just plow and plant the field, and everyone's going to think that that's what you're trying to do. So you're not allowed to do that ad shiubo shalosh morbios shein shalosh shalosh shalom shalosh, unless the quarry has a section of it that's already exposed that would have three blocks of stone that are each 3 amos by 3 amos by 3 amos. Shirun Esr Mesheva Avanim, which if you would break it down, each of those stones that are 3 amos by 3 amos by 3 amos could produce 9 stones that are 3 by 3 by 1, or actually 1 by 1 by 3, that are 3 amos tall and 1 by 1 amma wide and long. And if you have 3 such rocks that each produce 9 stones, so that would be a total of 27 stones. So if you have such a large amount of rock that's already exposed, then everyone's going to realize that the area that you're working on is a quarry, and you're not trying to plow the land. The main value of that land is the stone that you're pulling from that land. So everyone's going to realize that you're pulling out of there for the stone, for the rocks. That's the only reason you're working on that field, not because you're trying to work the field itself, or to plant, or to plow the field during the Shemitah year. That's how the Bar Tanura and most of the Mefarshim explain. However, Tosfos Rekivegu just points out that it could be that the Rambam understands differently, because the Rambam b'chibru, he says, Kasavu patzal mimena shiva v'yesrim avanim b'ribua gimel al gimel b'rom gimel. That the Rambam somehow understands our Mishnah, that the 27 rocks are each 3 by 3 by 3 amos. That's not the way we're saying right now. The way the Bar Tanura understands it is that the 3 rocks are 3 by 3 by 3 amos, and of those 3 giant rocks, picture like Kotel stones that are 3 by 3 by 3 amos, of those 3 giant rocks, each one can be cut into 9 separate rocks that are 1 by 1 by 3 amos tall. But whichever way it is, there's some sort of there's some amount, whatever that number is, there's some amount of rock that if it's exposed in advance, it's not going to look like you're clearing out for the sake of planting or plowing. It's going to be obvious that this is a quarry, and therefore it's going to be mutter to do during Shemitah year. So the Mishnah Vav talks about taking down a fence during Shemitah year, or a stone fence, where again, you intend to use the stones from the fence somewhere else, but it may look like you're trying to clear the fence out of the way so that you could plant underneath the fence. So geder sheyesh bo eser avanim shel masui shnayim shnayim. If the fence has of its many many rocks, there are at least 10 that are heavy enough that you need 2 people to carry the stones. As Bar Tanura points out, sheyesh bo kalachas min masui shnei bnei adam. That each of these 10 rocks would take 2 men to carry them. That's how large they are. Even though there could be 100 or 1,000 rocks rocks in the fence, but as long as 10 of them are big enough that you need two men to carry, hare elu yinatelu, then you're allowed to take them during Shemitah year and remove those fences, rocks from the field, because no one is going to assume that you're taking apart such a gigantic fence just to plant to the area underneath it. Everyone is going to realize that you're doing it because you want this stuff to be able to build with. So, large rocks can be removed, even if it happens to be that if they're not part of the fence and they're just the large, these gigantic rocks and they're lying on the ground, you're allowed to take those out because everyone knows that large rocks are used for construction. The Mishnah over here is talking about that you're even allowed to take the smaller rocks from the fence if within the fence there are 10 rocks that are very, very large that would take two men to carry. So the chiddush of the Mishnah is not that you're allowed to take those 10 large rocks. That, of course, you're allowed to take. You're allowed to take large rocks even if they're just lying on the field. The chiddush of the Mishnah is that you're allowed to take all of the rocks from the fence even if only 10 of them are so large. Shir gadar asara tvachim. But that halacha that you're now allowed to take all of the rocks from the fence is only if the fence was at least 10 tvachim high. Pachos mikein machtsev. If it's less than 10 tvachim high, or if it has less than 10 rocks that are of such a size, or if it has 10 rocks, less than 10 rocks that are such a size, then it's like a quarry, and you have to and you're not allowed to take all the rocks out of the quarry. V'gomad pachos meha'aretz tefach. And therefore, just like in the situation of a quarry, you can cut it down to within a tefach of the ground, meaning you have to leave a tefach of stone still there in the ground, so that the ground underneath is still not able to be used for planting. Meaning, even where you're allowed to open up a quarry and take away the rocks from the quarry, like we learned in the last Mishnah, where you have three different blocks of 3x3x3 amos, you're not allowed to take all of the stones to totally expose the ground underneath. You have to leave a tefachai of stone. So over here also, when you're taking from the fence, you can remove everything if you have 10 rocks that are each the size of that would take two men to carry. But if you don't have that, then you're only allowed to remove things if you leave one tefach of height in the fence itself. Now the Mishnah continues. Bamedvar mamurim. When do we say all of these rules? Mitoch shalo. That's if you're taking rocks out of your own field. Then people are going to look and say, oh, he probably wants to plow or plant the field. Aval mitoch shel chaveru. But if you're taking rocks from someone else's field, no one is going to assume that you are doing it to plant to plow the fields, not even your field. Everyone's going to realize that you're doing it just because you want the rocks. So then, mashu rotzi yitol, take whatever you want. Papamed varmamurim, even in your own field, when do we have these limitations? Bizman shelo hischil b'meir of shavias. That's if you didn't start removing the rocks before the Shemitah year, avlim hischil b'meir of shavias. But if you started removing it before the Shemitah year, mashu rotzi notel, then you could take out whatever you want during the Shemitah year. So essentially, we learned two major exceptions to this chumrah that we have of not taking rocks out of a field. Exception number one is if it's not your field, and exception number two is if you've already started removing the rocks from before Shemitah. So to quickly review what we learned today, in Mishnah Hay we learned that if you have a quarry in your field, you're only allowed to clear the area to take rocks out if you have already exposed three rocks that are 3x3x3 amos. Otherwise it's going to look like you're trying to plow the field. And in Mishnah Vav we learned that only if a fence is 10 tefachim high and has at least 10 rocks that are big enough that you would need two people to carry, only then can you remove all of the rocks from the fence, from the field. And we learned also that these chumras that we have about not removing rocks are only if it's your field, not if it's somebody else's field, and only if you haven't already begun to remove the rocks from before the Shemitah year. Bez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Paragimel Mishnah Zayin.